We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
True Confessions.
True Confessions.
Team PXY with Whitney Young and Corey James.
With your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
Okay, so we have a woman on the line right now who had a disturbing experience over the holiday weekend. And we have the voice changer on, so she's completely anonymous.
Yeah, this is just... I do not envy her. Let's put it that way. You are on Team PXY. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So you told us a little bit in your message on Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, and it sounds awful. Can you start from the beginning, though?
Yeah. Needless to say, I'm just, like, very bummed out at the moment. So I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year, and like, it's serious. We've talked about marriage and the future, and I just had my 30th birthday, so I'm ready for it.
Happy belated birthday, first of all.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Aww.
But so like, in the whole time that we've dated, I have spent some time with his family, and it's usually, you know, good and fine, but it's also just usually a meal together. And it's nice. It was fine, but on Sunday for Easter, I spent the whole day with them, and I kind of found out that they're like total racist.
That's not a good thing.
No,
they were, you know, everyone was talking about the bombings in Sri Lanka, and his parents were just starting to make these really awful comments about Muslims, and then from there, it just like went on, like a racist tirade, but basically about anyone who's not white.
Jesus. What's your boyfriend doing during this?
He's not saying anything. And he's not like that, you know, but he also just did not tell them to stop.
Yeah, that would not work for me. I wouldn't be, you know, if it was my family, I wouldn't be able to stand by silently. And even if it wasn't my family, I wouldn't be able to stand by.
I agree. It is a tough situation for him too, because, you know, he might not be good with conflict and might not know what to say, and sometimes people just aren't good at that, you know. But regardless, yeah. Not a good thing.
No, I know, and I'm just like struggling with this feeling that like I don't know if I can see a future with him now. I mean, you know, they say when you marry someone, you marry their family, and I don't want to be a part of this family. I do not want to marry that family.
That's understandable. I mean, you know, it would be one thing if he stood up to them and was like, this is not okay. But for him to just sit there silently making it, you know, it makes it seem like either A, it doesn't bother him that much, which is a huge problem, or B, it does bother him, but he's not willing to say something, which is also, I mean, that would be a problem for me, you know?
No, I mean, like, I want to have children, and I sure as hell, like, do not want my kids around anything like that. So... yeah, I don't know. I love him. I love him very much, but I just feel really conflicted right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I think, you know, the first order of business is having this conversation with your boyfriend. I mean, you know, let him know how you feel about it and see where he's at. Because I think if he's not willing to have a conversation with his parents about not being racist pigs, then, you know, you aren't off base to like reconsider the relationship. I mean, you know, you're not even married yet, and this definitely falls under the category of irreconcilable differences. So I don't blame you for, again, reconsidering your future with him, because the fact of the matter is his family is going to be your family.
I think it is really important to talk to him, because, you know, I guess you can't blame him for anything before you communicate with him. And it is possible that he has tried to talk to them before, and it's gotten, you know, to this point where he just doesn't bother trying because he knows you can't change their mind, which I don't like. But I mean, I do know there are certain members of my family, nothing as bad as this, but we have very different opinions. Some of them I very much do not agree with. And with them, we have an agreement. I've basically said, hey, like, you're not changing my mind. I'm not changing your mind. We need to just not talk about this.
But I wouldn't want to be exposed to it at all.
I agree.
You know, if you're going to get into this, I'm out. I'm leaving.
Right. And this is worse than anything that I've dealt with with my family. But I think you need to talk to him and hear what he has to say about it. Because if he's like, oh, it's no big deal, then that's even a bigger problem. Red flag.
Right. I mean, I know. I can like feel it. It's just such a tough conversation right ahead of me. Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that you are not the unreasonable one here. And, you know, ultimately you're going to have to do what's best for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I agree with that.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning. We wish you the best of luck with all of this. It's not easy. Yeah. So we're there with you. We feel for you.
Yeah, sure thing. Thank you so much.
I feel so bad for her. This is such a like crappy situation because this guy might be nothing like his parents, but still they do have these hideous beliefs that, you know, I would never want to be around. And I sure as hell wouldn't want to expose my future kids to it.
That's the... Excuse me. That's the part that I'm the most worried about is like spreading that.
Yeah.
But that's why I think they got to talk.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's throw it out there. You know, if you've been in a situation like this, are your in-laws total racists? And how have you handled it or not handled it? Call in now 222-9800.
It's the number one music station 98PXY. It is Devin's in for Corey James, along here with Whitney Young.
And hello.
We just had a woman on Team PXY True Confessions who had. Pretty rough Easter, it sounded like.
Yeah.
Visiting with her boyfriend's family. She went over there. She found out that his family is pretty racist.
Raging racists.
So we got calls coming in at 222-9800. Hi, you're on Team PXY.
Hey, my wife was in a very similar situation with my family, actually.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. My family is very strict Christian. They grew up in... you know, Nowheresville, New York, and they were just never around those types of people before. I mean, their whole life, they lived in Farmville, pretty much, you know?
Right.
And me, when I grew up, I started going to college, and I went away and stuff like that, and I started learning, you know, I started being around more and more diverse types of people, and my wife, the same way, when we met, there was a bunch of conversations where my wife was just like, you got to talk to your family about how they talk about people. And it took like probably 2 or 3 years before I was able to, because like you guys said, I'm not good with conflict. You know, I'm not good with, especially my parents. They're the authoritative figure in my life for so long that I mean, they can't be wrong. Right.
Well, and, you know? And my guess too is you might not agree with them, but it's in your mind conflicting because you still love them no matter how terrible their opinions are. You know, you still have, you know,
I'm not saying it's right by any stretch of the word, because it's completely, it's abhorrent, some of the stuff that they say about people, but I've since been able to shut them down on some things, and then I find out that they don't want the conflict either, so they just stop talking about it in front of me.
So how did that go? Did you have like a formal sit down with them? You're like, hey, mom, dad, we need to talk, or how did this go?
No, I just kind of stifle it whenever they come up and start saying stupid things, like, my dad says a derogatory word about Chinese people, and I'm like, gee, Dad, I don't know what that word means. Can you explain it?
That's funny. Well,
I'm glad you called them out.
Play the ignorant card with the ignorant people.
Right. Well, they won't learn that it's wrong unless you call them out. So you need to do that, and that's good.
And you know what? Educate them. Yes. Like, if you're enlightened because you have been around all types of people and you, like, got out of that small town and everything, then, you know, it becomes almost like your responsibility to try to enlighten them and open their eyes to things. I know I've had family members in the small town I'm from that I've had to kind of have some of those conversations with.
So,
honestly... I will not trust, like, my parents to watch my kids someday for long periods of time.
Yeah.
That really sucks. So I'm sorry to hear that.
You almost answered my next question. Then my question was going to be, do you see them coming around and changing their opinions and, you know, opening their minds a little bit? Or has it just kind of become an agreement where they keep them to themselves, you know, their opinions when you're around?
it's more like they keep it to themselves when I'm around, because like I'm friends with my dad on Facebook and I see all the stuff that he posts. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you don't want to argue with him on every single post, then you're the jerk. You know,
right. You can't do that. That's exhausting.
Yeah, that would be a mute and unfollow.
He just posted something last night that I called him out on, and it was two kids like playing with toy guns and two kids playing with makeup, and it was like what kids did when I was young and what kids do nowadays. And I posted on there being like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Those boys' makeup game is on point.
Good for you.
They got more skill than most women.
That's,
you know? dude,
for you.
You give me so much hope.
That is great.
You give me so much hope because it sounds like you grew up in an environment that was, you know, not necessarily full of great opinions, and you clearly have opened your mind. So
yeah,
you give me hope that other people can do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It took a lot of time to shed my preconceived prejudice. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but you did. So that's awesome. Hey, man.
Oh, by the way, that voice change you had on her, she sounded like Gypsy Rose Blanchard from The Act.
You know what? Somebody else has said that on the text line about the voice changer.
Yeah, I wish we had a voice changer that didn't sound so comical sometimes.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This text coming through at 69822, they wrote, is she dating my ex? I called off my wedding because my ex's family was like this, and he not only said nothing, he wanted me to apologize when I spoke up. Biggest bullet ever dodged, despite the hard decision, rather have a crappy year than crappy life.
Yes, that's why I was saying you need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because
get ahead of it.
That would be the biggest problem would be if he doesn't see the issue.
Yeah.
Because then you know, okay, this is something you definitely can't get around. You know, unlike the guy who just called a second ago. It could be like that where, you know.
I think we should put this on the savage scale after the feed.
Savage
or sensible, breaking up with someone because their family is racist and they're not willing to speak up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.